4 VWA, mobile.
4 VWA, KC4 TMA.
KC4 TMA, good morning.
No, this is Simon, Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha, but I'm probably coming through scratchy. I'm on a handheld. Am I making the repeater at all?
And just fine. Yeah, there is some background white sound on it, but you're making it in okay. Yeah, bud. So how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm working from home today, and I've got the handheld in the office, and when I heard you throw out your call sign, I thought, well, let's see what this little handheld can do from inside my office here, and yeah, I'm at a relatively low elevation, but yeah, I'm always pleased when this little handheld can actually make it out to the repeater.
What kind is it?
Good old Bofang FHHP, but right now I'm on... Yeah, I think I'm actually on high, so I'm probably pushing out about 6 watts right now.
Listen, I've got 3 of those things. Now, let me tell you what. If I go out onto my property on my golf cart, go cruising around my property, and one of them bounces out of the little cup holder and gets run over, I don't have a conniption fit. Well, that's about $38 down the drain. I can live with that. But one of those $600 or $700 Yazoos or ICOMs? Oh, no!
I hear you on that. Now, I'll save the big bucks for some kind of good base station someday, especially if I ever get into HF. But while I'm just learning and messing around, I'm having plenty of fun with this little guy. Well, yeah, but tell me something about these. So, you know, I've got my little rubber duck antenna, and I don't really trust my, you know, my Amazon searching skills to pick a better one. Do these really show much improvement if you improve the antenna? And if so, does any reputable company like Diamond or Comet make one with one of these SMA connections?
My experience, you're really not going to do any better by screwing in an antenna. A rubber ducky antenna of any description is really not going to do a whole lot better than what's on the thing. I mean, you might see some slight improvement, but if you really want to see some serious improvement, get yourself a plain old cheap mag mount antenna that you would put on your car. Get a metallic baking pan. Stick it to that baking pan surface. We'll set it flat on top of your desk or on a dresser or something of that nature, and they make an adapter that will take the Baofeng from the screw-in antenna that's on the Baofeng and adapt it out to a PL259. They're cheap, and man, you talking about making some... I mean, it just works great.
You know what? Someone else told me that, and I had forgotten about it. I'm glad you said it again, and I'm going to try it. Thing is, I've already got one of those connectors because I had a similar idea of wondering if I could just, you know, just messing around, can I run my Bofang out of my mobile rig? And so I bought one of those adapters, and then I just screwed my Bofang right into the same coax that leads to my my Comet antenna for my mobile rig, and it worked fine, of course. Yeah, the same idea, but now I'm just going to do that to a little mag mount on a baking sheet. Is there any reason I need to worry about, you know, brand or quality if I pick up one of those mag mounts, or can I just get something cheap?
Everybody pretty much just poo-poos tram. But I've got a couple of cheap trams that I'll move from an old pickup truck I've got over to another little old vehicle. And it works great. It works fine. One of those little cheap tram antennas, or there's another one, Trax. Either one of them. I think they're $29 or $39. Good for 2 meter, 440. That's all you need, man.
Yeah, you know what? That's going to be my first base station. I'm going to have my little Bofang connected to a mag mount on my wife's cooking sheet, sitting in my home office. So, I mean, we can only go up from there, right? All right, well, I'll do it. Well, listen, I'll let you go, but I heard you throw out your call, and I just wanted to see if I could still hit the repeater from where I'm sitting here. So just hadn't tested the handheld in a while. So I'll say 73s, and hope you have a good day, and I'll catch you next time. So I'll be clear after your final, KZ4TMA.
Hello, Simon. Do you know the reason for the cookie sheet?
Hey, Steve, I got a lot of scratchy noise right as you turned off the mic there. But yes, I do. I'm very proud to say that I understand that that is my counter voice. So that's why we're going to do that, right?
ND7J Mobile.
ND7J, good morning, Bob. That's Simon on the other end, and he is playing with antennas in his office until, with a Baofeng, until he can get him a good base station. And Simon, you are exactly right. That basically serves as your ground plane. So, yeah, man. Go to it, brother. And we'll catch you later. 73, Simon. Bob, ND7J, what is happening this morning, big guy?
Repair a lady's garage door for her. And that's about it. Got to stop at Home Depot, pick up some parts.
It's like fun, fun, fun in the neighborhood. Yeah, buddy. I'm going down to look at a house. I'm trying to help my daughter buy a house. And we're going to go in and do a final look this morning. It popped back on the market last night, about 7, and we're first ones in this morning. I know that doesn't mean anything, but hopefully the offer my daughter's going to put in is going to get it. So that's where I'm off to, even though I'm still soggy. Man, did you hear that storm? Did you guys get the storm this morning early?
30% of that, because you're real scratchy into the repeater, but no, I didn't hear no storm this morning. We've had light rain all day yesterday, and we've got some light rain right now, a little drizzle, I guess you could call it that. We're supposed to all move out of here, I think, today.
We had a storm come over my house that, I mean, I'm in a lot of, well, I wouldn't say high wind, but it was blowing strong, man. I tell you, it was a heavy rain. And it lasted for about 30 or 45 minutes. It was a long one. So, well, hopefully you didn't get washed off the hill.
We had a rain yesterday. Was a 24-hour heavy drizzle, I would call it. It was not really pouring, but it did rain most of the day.
Well, listen, I've arrived at my destination. And I'm going to let you go, bud. The realtor's standing out front, and I need to head on in. So, 73, get that stuff done. Help that lady out. And I'll talk to you again soon. KN4VWA, clear after your final, ND7J. Clear.
All right, Steve, have a good one, ND7J Mobile.
4EEE. I tell you, one of these days I'm going to learn how to catch these call signs a little bit quicker. Good morning. 4EEE. Calling Zeke. 4EEE. I'll be monitoring.